Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura, and it's Friday morning. Let's see what landed. So, here's a story that made me sit up. A team spent 90 days running AI agents with full read-write access to their cloud infrastructure. The agents could analyze costs, spot inefficiencies, and execute changes autonomously. The idea was speed. Why wait for a human to approve something obvious? Turns out, obvious is context-dependent. Three specific operations went wrong. The first, an agent removed a security group rule that looked unused. Cleanup, right? Except that rule was handling traffic from a partner's system through a VPC peering connection. The agent could not see that connection. It lived in a different AWS account. Partner traffic failed immediately. The second, an agent disabled cross-region replication on an S3 bucket to save $1,200 a month. Reasonable optimization. Except that bucket was the disaster recovery copy of a compliance archive. The agent had no way of knowing that because the recovery requirement lived in a Confluence page, not a tag. The third, the agent spotted a cost spike and recommended right-sizing some instances. Sensible move. But the spike was not waste. It was a deployment that changed the architecture intentionally. The agent optimized away something that was supposed to happen. Here's the thing. In each case, the agent had all the local data it needed. Resource metadata, cost trends, utilization metrics, all there. What it did not have was global context, dependency topology across accounts, recovery requirements, concurrent deployment timing. That context lived in other systems or other teams' heads. The tempting fix is to add more enrichment. Pull in dependency graphs, compliance tags, deployment schedules. But that does not solve the structural problem. The context you need is often not in a system at all. It is in someone's head, or it is emerging right now, or it exists in a different team's documentation. So they changed the model. Read and propose replaces read-write. The agent still does 95% of the work, analyses the problem, formats the change, explains the reasoning. But a human reviews it before execution. That review takes seconds, not hours. The human is not doing the analysis. They are just checking for the global context the agent cannot see. And here's what makes this work. Trust scores and capability tiers on MCP tools. Some operations are safe to execute unilaterally. Others need review. The system learns which is which. The agent does not become less useful. It becomes more reliable. The takeaway? Autonomy is not binary. The most powerful agents are not the ones that run unsupervised. They are the ones that know when to ask. Worth thinking about for your own setup, right? Okay, so completely different corner now, but stay with me. How Claude Code works in large code bases. This piece is about how an AI agent navigates a real code base, not a toy example, a production system with hundreds of files and years of history. And the insight here is simple. The agent that grasps system structure outperforms the agent that just writes code. Think about how a human developer works. You do not load the entire code base into your head. You work with minimal context. You understand patterns, where config lives, how modules talk to each other, what the testing conventions are. You iterate incrementally. You test as you go. An effective AI agent does the same thing. It does not try to hold the whole system in context. It identifies the relevant files, understands the existing patterns, makes small changes, and checks them. The agent that can reason about system structure, this looks like a controller, so validation probably belongs in the middleware layer, will write better code than the agent that just generates syntax. What this really means is that working in large code bases is not a retrieval problem, it is a reasoning problem. The agent needs to think like a developer, not like a search engine. Have a think about what that means for how we build these tools. Right, so moving to cloud chargeback. Most organizations hit the same wall. They build a 200-tag taxonomy for cloud resources. Finance wants cost center. Engineering adds team, service, environment. Security adds compliance tier. Procurement adds customer. By year four, the spreadsheet is aspirational fiction. Chargeback accuracy sits at 70 to 80%, with 12% of spend in unattributed. Tag governance does not help because engineers do not know what revenue stream means for a CI runner. The fix is to stop trying to tag perfectly. Instead, absorb tag variants at the cost record stage. Four fields matter: cost underscore center, service, NV, owner underscore email. Engineers tag what they remember. A lookup table owned by the FinOps team converts whatever tag soup the resource has into these four canonical fields. So if engineering tags something as team platform and finance expects cost center engineering, the lookup table does the translation. The policy lives where it is maintained. In the FinOps team's spreadsheet or database, not where it is enforced, which is the cloud provider's tagging system. One team implementing this moved from 70% chargeback accuracy to 92 to 96% in 6 weeks. They did not add more tags. They stopped trying to make engineers remember 200 fields and started absorbing the variance in post-processing. The big picture? Governance works better when you meet people where they are, not where the policy says they should be. Something to think about if your finance team is still chasing down untagged resources. Now, to voices and thought leaders, and this one's worth your full attention. Observability and human intuition in an AI world. AI compresses development cycles. You can ship more code faster. But here is the tension. Code volume and complexity are increasing at the same time that engineers are losing intuition about production behavior. When AI generates code faster than you can reason about it, you stop knowing how the system behaves. You ship it and you hope. That is where observability becomes critical. Not just raw telemetry, signal. Capturing the right data so that when something breaks, you can trace it back through the system and understand what happened. The insight here is that AI does not reduce the need for observability, it increases it. Because the gap between code deployed and engineer intuition about that code is widening. The faster you ship, the more you need visibility into what you just shipped. I keep coming back to this one. If AI is compressing the build cycle, observability is the safety net. You cannot move fast without it. And one more in Voices, a practical AI voice workflow for creator tools and product demos. This is tactical, and if you work with AI voice tools, you will want this. The workflow discipline here is, start with a voice brief, not a script. Define tone, pacing, audience. Then split your script by listening context. A 90-second explainer video has different pacing than a 10-minute tutorial. Treat generation as editing. Write for speech, not for reading. And maintain a small style sheet for voice consistency. The reason this matters. AI voice tools are good, but they are not magic. If you do not give them structure, you will spend hours regenerating takes because the tone drifted or the pacing was wrong. A voice brief and a style sheet prevent that. Short, practical, worth implementing if this is part of your workflow. Right, that's everything for now. Thanks for being here. I'll see you next time.